Leviticus chapter 2. When a person brings a grain offering to the Lord, his gift shall be fine flour. He is to pour oil on it, place frankincense on it, and bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests. He is to scoop out a handful of its fine flour and some of its oil, as well as all the frankincense. The priest shall turn its memorial portion into smoke on the altar, as an offering made by fire, with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. But the rest of the grain offering will belong to Aaron and his sons, a most holy part from the Lord's gifts. When you present a grain offering that has been baked in an oven, it shall be fine flour made into unleavened round loaves, mixed with oil, or unleavened wafers coated with oil. If your offering is a grain offering prepared on a flat griddle, it shall be fine flour mixed with oil, left unleavened. Crumble it into bits and pour oil on it. It is a grain offering. But if your offering is a grain offering made in a pan, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. You may bring to the Lord a grain offering made in any of these ways. It shall be presented to the priest, who shall deliver it to the altar. The priest shall separate the memorial portion from the grain offering and send it up in smoke on the altar as an offering made by fire, with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. But the rest of the grain offering shall belong to Aaron and his sons, a most holy portion from the Lord's gifts. No grain offering that you present to the Lord shall be made with yeast, because you must not send up in smoke as a gift to the Lord anything made with yeast, or with honey, or fruit syrup. You may present them as a first fruit offering to the Lord, but they shall not be offered up on the altar as a pleasing aroma. You are to season all your grain offerings with salt. You are not to leave out the salt of the covenant of your God from your grain offering. On all your offerings you must offer salt. If you present a grain offering of first ripe grain to the Lord, you shall present fresh, undried grain roasted with fire, crushed kernels of the fresh barley, as a grain offering of your first ripe grain. You are to add oil to it and place frankincense on it. It is a grain offering. The priest shall turn its memorial portion into smoke, some of its crushed kernels and oil, with all of its frankincense, as an offering made by fire to the Lord. Chapter 3. When someone presents a sacrifice as a fellowship offering, if he presents it from the herd, either a male or a female, he shall present before the Lord an animal without blemish, and lay his hand on the head of his offering. He shall slaughter it at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Aaron's sons, the priests, are to splash the blood against all sides of the altar. From the sacrifice of the fellowship offering, he is then to present as an offering made by fire to the Lord these parts: the fat that surrounds the inner organs, and all the fat on the inner organs, the two kidneys with the fat around them on the muscles and sinews, and the protruding lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. Aaron's sons shall send it up in smoke on the altar. Place it on top of the burnt offering that is placed on the wood on the fire. Offer it as an offering made by fire, with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. If he presents a male or a female from the flock to the Lord as the sacrifice of a fellowship offering, he shall present an animal without blemish. If he presents a sheep as his offering, he shall present it before the Lord and lay his hand on the head of his offering. He shall slaughter it in front of the tent of meeting, and Aaron's sons shall splash its blood against all sides of the altar. Then he shall present the fat from the sacrifice of the fellowship offering as an offering made by fire to the Lord. Include all of the fat tail, which is cut off from the base of the spine, the fat that surrounds the inner organs, and all of the fat on the inner organs. Also include the two kidneys with the fat around them on the muscles and sinews, as well as the protruding lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. The priest shall send it up in smoke on the altar as food, as an offering made by fire to the Lord. If his offering is a goat, he shall present it before the Lord and lay his hand on its head. He shall slaughter it in front of the tent of meeting, and Aaron's son shall splash its blood against all sides of the altar. He shall then present his offering from it as an offering made by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the inner organs, and all the fat around the inner organs, as well as the two kidneys with the fat around them on the muscles and sinews, and the protruding lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. The priest shall turn them into smoke on the altar as food, as an offering made by fire with a pleasing aroma. All fat belongs to the Lord. This is a permanent regulation throughout your generations in all your settlements. You must not eat any fat or any blood.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.